that it's off the animal. It could be both psukim are talking about when the load is on top of the animal. And the question is there a mitzvah to take it off? So therefore, Shimon said, the Torah would have just said one pasuk, I would have thought that it's only talking about frika. I would not know the mitzvah tina altogether. Therefore, the Torah has to write both to teach me there's a mitzvah tina of helping him put it back on again. In both cases, Rabbi Shimon holds the mitzvah to do it even for free. Amar Rav, Rava says, Midivrei Shneim Numa, from both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanu, we learn out that Tsar Balachayim Diraisa, this svara, that if you see an animal that has pain, you're supposed to help him take off the bundles to take away the pain, that's a svara midiraisa. It's such a svara that's midiraisa. Why? V'yafilu Rabbi Shimon, loikom ele mishrum delo misayim mikro. Shimon only says the reason why I need to psuk him is because of one pasuk I would not know which one the pasuk is talking about. Avo, but if Shimon would agree, misayim mikro, if the pasuk would have said clearly which one it meant, then he also agrees. The Torah just should have said prika. There's a mitzvah to help him. The Torah just should have said tina. There's a mitzvah to help him put it back on again. And dashin and kal v'chayma, I would make a kal v'chayma. If the Torah says you have to help him put it back on again, for sure you have to help him take it off. Why? Why would I say for sure you have to help him take off the load? Mishumai, what's the kal v'chayma? Lav, isn't it mishum tsar balachayim dashinam? Because there's a svar in the rights of tsar balachayim. That means if the animal is loaded with bundles, there's tremendous tsar. So avada is a kal v'chayma. The Torah says there's a mitzvah to help the owner load the chamor. For sure there's a mitzvah to help him take off the load. Because by taking it off, there's a mitzvah in your tsar balachayim. So you have a proof here, tsar balachayim is the raisa. Tomorrow says maybe no. Dilma maybe no. The kal v'chayma is like this. Mishundik achsar and kiss. Maybe it's only because achsar and kiss. Like if the animal is loaded up, it's painful. So not because it's painful, but because the animals will become weaker. So the owner's going to have a loss. So in order to save the owner's loss, that's why you have to help him. But maybe there's no svar of tsar balachayim d'oraisa. Rochi kamei, this is what they meant to say. O ma tina, madach the mitzvah of helping him load it. The last bechsar and kiss, there, right now, if you wouldn't help him, there would be no loss. Still chayiv, you have to help him. Prika, taking off the load. The isbechsar and kiss, if you don't take off the load off the animal may faint, he may drop, he'll hurt himself, he'll become weak. So lekoshchen, isn't it for sure there's a mitzvah to help him take it off? Yeah. So therefore, it could be there's no proof tsar balachayim is deraisa. Furthermore, now with tina, helping him put it back on again, ein bechsar kisses is no loss. What do you say that for? Mi lo yaskin, aren't we talking about ki adahoch v'yoti botu mishukayu? That if you're gonna, if he can't load his chamor, he's gonna lose out on the business. Like if you help him load his chamor, he'll make it downtown in time to make a good deal. Now that you're not helping him, he'll lose out. So clearly there should be a chsar and kiss even by tina also. So what's the kal v'chayma? Inami osa ganvi v'shakli. If he'll be stalled there for time on the road, maybe Ganov will come and steal from him. So it's also called a chsar and kiss. Tamar says, v'shakli komad hikabadei. Teda, so shemele no, sabad v'churut, it's swear to say that tina v'adah also has chsar and kiss. So then what's the kal v'chayma? The kal v'chayma has to be because tsar balachayim is the raisa. But the Teda bring another proof that the tsar balachayim is the raisa. The Torah says it doesn't say for Yosef Miliyema. Him hoyu all of Yosef masoi and zokagloi. If the animal has more than he's supposed to, then you potash. You know what? Takas masoi. Masoi shiochol amagloi. Lav mechad tanakam is sober zokagloi. Now still you have to help him out. My time, what's the reason? Lav mishum the tsar balachayim the raisa. Like what about if he's overloaded? Adarabba. There's a mitzvah of tsar balachayim. Most says no. Dilma b'takas masoi flig meyas machlekes. If Yosef saw with Hashina takas masoi, masoi shiyochol amagloi, he makes this rush only if it's enough, only if it's weight that he can hold up, and not if it's too overloaded. Rabbon and Sar with Hashina takas masoi.
We don't make this type of a drosha. So even though there's more weight on the animal that he really take, so what? Still the mitzvah, still a mitzvah to help him take it off, to help him put it on. So kids, again, we have no proof here whether tsar balachayim is the rice of the rabbon, and so far we don't have any proof. All right, we'll stop here. Just the mitzvah we came out before in the Gemara. The Gemara before had a shaldi again on the Chlamet Beis Amin Aleph. But the shaldi was about Isra Rav Sarfa that he made a plukta. So the shaldi was he made a plukta in front of two Eidim. So he told him it wasn't good, you have to have in front of three Eidim. In front of three Alzbezdin. The mitzvah, that's the maskana, that's takat halacha. Halacha is that when you have shutfist and if you want to divide up, any time you have to evaluate how much the merchandise is worth, in order to sell it, it always has to be done in front of three people. In front of two would not be good. They can make you hadar. It has to be done only in front of a bezdin, in front of three. True, it doesn't have to be done in front of a bezdin. Mumcha, it's enough to be done in front of a bezdin. Shel hajoitis. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that flame base in the base. In the middle of Sugi here again, if Tsar Balachayim is the Uraisa, is it also the Uraisa to give pain to an animal? So again, on five lines down from the top. Teda, bring another proof. This is the last one again. Teda, the Tsar Balachayim, the Uraisa, bring a proof that Tsar Balachayim is the Uraisa. Because Tony, it says in the Seifa we just had, Have Yosef, Lili Yoimer. Him, Hoye, all of Yosef, I'm sorry if the animal was carrying more than he could, dig a load. Ain't Zokli, you don't have to help him. Shinema, with Ashna Postle says, Tachas Masoi. You only have to help the animal if he fell down from under his bundles. So we dash in masoi sheyochol amed boy. Only bundles that really you could get up and hold. Mashenka, if it's too much, he can't. So that's what Rav Yossi says. Lav mechlal the Tanakam is over. Tanakam holds no zokkloy. Still, you have to help him get up. My time. What's the reason? How come you still have to help him? Lav isn't it mishum asav balachayim diraisa? Because there's a svar.
Yeah.
Lav isn't mishum asav balachayim diraisa. Sumer says no. Dilma really both sold Tzav Balachayim is Lav Diraisa, it's not Midiraisa. Says so, how come a Tanakama says still you have to help him pick it up, even though he has so many bundles, more than he could take? I tell you, Dilma, betachas masoi pligi. The Masoika says, do you make this type of a drosh or not? To Rabbi Yossi, Sava Yesu Dashin, Sava Dashin, Atachas Masoi, means Masoi Shiachalamaboy. Only weight that he could really hold. But if it's too much, he has no mitzvah to help him. For Rabbon and Sav, we learn Dashin, Atachas Masoi. No, we don't make such a drosha. Even though it's more than he could take, still, there's a regular mitzvah to help him. But not because of Tzav Balachayim is Yiraisa. The Gemara says, but Teda, bring your proof. That the way we're matcha now. That the Tzav Balachayim loved Yiraisa. Like we're saying now, it's not Yiraisa. Why the Tani Reisha, we don't in the Reisha, Holach B'Yoshev Loi. If the owner went and just sat down, the Yomelon, he said to you, Ho Yovilach a mitzvah, listen, you have a mitzvah lifrei, to help me take off the bundles. Porik, take off the bundles. That's what the owner said, you should know Potter. It says that you're Potter, you don't have to do it. Wash and the pasuk says, "Imoi only with the owner." Now the question is, "V'yisalkodadchip?" You're going to tell me that Tzav Balachayim diraisam. There's such a svar if you see an animal loaded with packages. He has a mitzvah midiraisa that take it off to take away his pain. If so, "Mali yisalamora baday, umali kilesalamora baday." What's the difference if the owner is there helping you or not? Liyot here. So the Kura, since we dash in the pasuk imoi, that your potter, if the owner is not helping you, that Saraya, there's no svar in the Yiraisa of Tzav Balachayim. So Kura says, no, maybe that's no proof. The Yerlam, I tell you, Tzav Balachayim, the Yiraisa. Maybe there is a svar in the Yiraisa you have to help out, take away pay from an animal. So if so, the question is, if the owner sits down and doesn't help you, why are you free from helping taking the loads off the animal? I tell you, no. Me, Sarva, who told you, do you think, potter means potter legamri, that you potter from the mitzvah completely? No. V'dilma potter b'chinam. Maybe it just means you don't have to do it for nothing. But v'chayi b'schar. You're allowed to tell the owner, listen, I want you, I'll do it for you, but you're going to have to pay me. V'chi kol rachamon. This is what the Torah means to say. Ki yisi l'mor abadei. If the owner is there helping you, taking off the bundles off the animal, or v'gabei b'chinam, then you have to help him without pay for free. But if the owner is sitting down and not doing anything, and he's just telling you to go do it, then then you have right to say, true, I'll do it, but you're going to have to pay me for it. Now the Gemara says, but it could be, it could be really, there is a svar midiraisa, you have to take away the pain from an animal. Now the Gemara says, let me bring you proof to this, that there is a svar at Tzav Balachayim diraisa. We learn like this, pehei mas oivikachovim, matfu bo kibahemus Yisrael. If you have a goyish animal that's loaded with the bundles, you're supposed to help it take off the bundles just like a Jewish animal. So the question is why? Iyam with Bishleim Matzav Balachayim Diraisa Mishum Hachim Metapobo Kabehemus Yisrael. Bishleim is the Svar Midiraisa, you're supposed to take away the tzar from an animal. So what do I care if the owner is a goy? Even though the owner of the animal is a goy, but still there's a mitzvah midiraisa to take away the pain from the animal. That's why you have to help the animal to take the load off him. El Iyam, what if you're going to tell me? Tzav Balachayim Lav Diraisa, no, there's no Svar Midiraisa, that you have to worry about the pain of an animal. If so, am I metapable to Behemoth Yisrael? What kind of mitzvah is there to help a guy take off his bundles? There's no mitzvah to help a guy. How come it says he's supposed to be metapable, help take off the bundles off a guy, goyish animal, just like a Jewish one? Why? There should be no mitzvah. So where it says, Hosem Yishum Eva, Teyenechanami. It's not a Svar Midiraisa, it's only a Svar Yishum Eva. They're afraid the guy will become angry at us, and we're having problems with them, therefore we're supposed to help them take it off. But it's only Mishum Eva, not because Tzav Balachayim is the Raisa. And Hachinami Mestarva, this is the Svar also. Tiktoni, because it says over there, im hoister tuna yayin, let's say this goyish animal was carrying bare barrels of wine, so kitzitz yayin esach, then also, yayin also, yayin es also, ain't zoklo. You're not supposed to help him. Why? Because something that's also bano, you're not supposed to do any work with it at all. Therefore, you're not going to help him take it off. Because if you help him take off the bundles from Yisur Yanom, he'll be machzik tov with you. He'll give you a thank you. So it's called you're gaining something because of Yisur Yanom. Therefore, you're not supposed to do anything. Now, Iyam with Bishleim Alav Diraisa. If you tell me now there's no Svarat Sabal Chaim Diraisa, Mishumaki ain't Zokaglo. Therefore, you don't have to help him in this case. Because it's only Mishum Eivu, like Rashi says, you can get away with it. You can tell him, listen, since it's Osir, I'm not allowed to do anything with it. But early, Iyam, if you're going to tell me, Diraisa, that there's a svar of tzar balachayim in Diraisa. You're supposed to take away the pain of an animal in Diraisa. Amaya in Zotklo. How come you don't have to help this animal to take off the wine? It's with Diraisa, tzar balachayim. There's not vice versa, the real hano you're having from it. Like, you're not mechavin right now to have enjoyment from the owner. To give you, he'll be master toy with you. That's not your kavana. So therefore, we had one to tell you that if tzar balachayim would be Diraisa, then avad, you should be mechuyv to take off these bundles off the animal. So the Gemara says no. Hokikomo. Ulahatina yayin osa. That's what just means. There was a question of putting the bundles, these barrels of wine, on top of the animal. Hatino, to put it back on, then you're not allowed to. Then ain't zokaglo. There it's very good. Because since it's osa bano, you're not allowed to work with it. Aye, the tzar balachayim, no. Helping to put bundles on top of the animal is no tzar balachayim. But enechnami, if he had the animal full of a load of wine, then you would be allowed to take it off the animal. Maybe, because if Yod Tzar Bal Chaim is Diraisa, it would be Mutter. So here we have no proof. Toshma, come in here. It says, Behemas Oyvi Kechovim. If a behemoth belonging to a guy, or Masu Yisroel, but the weight, the packages on top belongs to a Jew, Vechodalto. With Dash and the Apostles Vechodalto, sometimes you have a right to stop and not help him. Now why? Viyamin, if you're going to tell me that Tzar Bal Chaim Diraisa, Amai Vechodalto. Why do you have a right to stop? Even though the animal belongs to a guy, so what? Now that the animal is loaded to the top with bundles, there should be a mitzvah tzar balachayim to take it off him. For the Gemara Yitzkasha Fakeret, also if Tazim Niboyle, there should have been a mitzvah to help him take it off. So Gemara says, Liyer, Lom, really, I tell you, maybe tzar balachayim is Yeraisa. Like, that's where we hold. But Hosom over there, Bettina, maybe they're talking about not taking off the bundles, but putting the bundles back on again. Since the animal belongs to a guy, you don't have a chiyuv to help him put the bundles back on again. For the Gemara, if so, Ihochi is so, Eim Seifa. What does the Sefer say? Hey, Mas Yisrael, if the animal belongs to a Jew, or Masli of the Kechovim, but the bundles is Goyisha bundles, so it says, Ozlev Tazlev, you have to help him. You have to help him. Now the question is, the Bitina, if we're talking about Tina, putting bundles back on again, Amai Ozlev Tazlev, why do you have to help him? Like, why should you have to help him over here? It says what? It's true, it's a Jewish animal, but the weight, the bundles belong to a guy. So the bundles belong to a guy, why should there be a mitzvah to help him put it back on again? You're helping out the guy, there's no mitzvah to help out a guy. So Mora says, yes, Mishum Tsar with Yisrael, that since the driver is a Jew, so as long as it takes him to put the bundles on, he can't travel. So it's Tsar for the Jew, the rider, therefore you're supposed to help him. For the Mora Yochi, you saw through the Reish and Ami, then in the Reish also. So Mora says, no. Reisha, the Reisha means if the rider was a Jew, so also you should have to help him, not to make him wait. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you, Reisha bechamor or bechavim. The Reisha was talking about that the leader, the rider, was a guy. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to help him out. Sefer, though, at the end, the Sefer is talking about bechamor Yisrael, where the rider, the leader, was a Jew. But tomorrow, my pesikta, who told you? How do you know to say like this? So Mara says, yes, Talmud de Milsa. That Inish Bosa Chamra Yozel, whoever owns the animal, he's the one that usually leads it. See, if it's a Jewish animal, it's a Jew leading it. Even though it's a Goyish of bundles, but there's a Jew there. Therefore, Mishum Tsar, the Israel, you're supposed to help him even load the animal. But in the ratio where it was a Goyish animal, so Mastama the rider is a guy. Therefore, you have Machiv to help him load the animal. And Echnami, to help him take off the load, that you would be Machiv. Because Tsar Balachayim is the Raisam,